Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a general election podcast map of all 43 constituencies in 43 episodes. It might be the only one you're listening to. It might be the constituency indeed that you vote in and the only one you want to know about, or you might be poring over all 43 of them. Either way, you're very welcome. I'm Colm O'Mungine. I'm joined once again by RT Radio's Barry Lennon. He's here for all 43 episodes, and also with us is Cúin O'Sheridan, political correspondent with Radio Na Gaeilge. The high guys.
Well, how are you doing?
We're in for a five-seater, a penta-seater, you might say, where people are hanging on to the seat of their pants. Barry, Dublin South West, give us your essentials, the seats and the seat holders.
Five seat holders here, and all five incumbents standing their ground, looking to retain their seats. We have Sean Crowe of Sinn Féin, Paul Murphy of People Before Profit, Fine Gael's Colm Brophy, Fianna Fáil's John Lahart, and Francis Noel Duffy of the Green Party. And before we go any further, not that we believe in witchcraft or anything like that, but this constituency carries a bit of a curse, because on three occasions the poll topper in the previous election then went on to lose their seat in the next election, those being Conor Lenehan, Brian Hayes and Sean Crowe, while the Labour Party topped the poll on two occasions and then lost their seat the next time as well. So things happen funny in Dublin South West.
And where is Dublin South West, Cúin? What are the boundaries?
It's in the south west of Dublin, as you might imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes up approximately half of the South Dublin local authority area, mainly Talla, Rathfarnham, Templeogue, Fairhouse, Bohor na Breena. Interesting change in the constituency is that the area of Talla, Fetter, Cairn, with 11,000 or so voters, has moved to Dublin Midwest. That is an issue for People Before Profit. I think they would have had a lot of votes there. Sinn Féin would have had a lot of votes there. And the very affluent areas of Templeogue, Terenure, move out of Dublin South Central into this constituency. There's about 10,700 voters, residents there. That should, you'd expect that would help Fine Gael.
All right. Pretty broad range within the constituency demographically. So what are the key issues going to be?
Housing, as everywhere else, and public transport's a big issue here. 59% of respondents in the 2022 census said they use their car to go to work. Nationally, it's 51.9 in this constituency. Public transport usage is low here, despite the presence of the Lewis Red Line in the area. So there's been a lot of talk about that locally. Buses, bike lanes. It's a strange constituency with some very affluent areas and some very disadvantaged areas, which will have very different priorities and will be looking for different things from their politicians. But housing is a huge issue here.
All right. We'll get into the runners and riders, bearing in mind, of course, as we always do in these podcasts, that we're doing this and at the time of recording, the nominations haven't closed. Barry will round up the finalised nominations later on when the general election is declared. But for now, in Dublin South West, Barry, we hear the ping of an email coming in. Never accuse us of being behind the times. Where do you want to start?
Yes, well, three seats perhaps here in Dublin South West could be boxed off pretty easily. The first of those will go to Sinn Féin. Sean Crowe, around here quite a long time, despite losing his seat on one occasion. He topped the poll last time with 20,000 first preferences and 29.7% of the vote. He had no running mates, so that vote went out like confetti and helped elect a few others. Now, if we were recording this podcast a few months ago, the perceived local political wisdom in Dublin South West would be that Sinn Féin will be on track for two seats, A, because of their national poll rating, but B, because Lynn Boylan, the current Dublin MEP, was tipped by many to run alongside Sean Crowe, and that her appeal perhaps would reach beyond the core Sinn Féin base. Of course, Lynn Boylan now over in the European Parliament, and Sean Crowe is joined on the ticket by Councillor Niamh Whelan. Now, this has raised eyebrows amongst local political observers. Niamh Whelan based pretty close to Sean Crowe within the constituency. So is the party perhaps going hammer and tongs after two seats? Is it really targeting those? That's the sort of questions that are being asked. But Sean Crowe perhaps will take the first seat or one of the first seats, but on a reduced vote compared to 2020.
And Cúin, one of the battles in this constituency, and there are a number of them, is between People Before Profit's Paul Murphy, who was elected, I suppose, as an insurgent in a by-election on an anti-water charges ticket, having fought a very effective campaign against Sinn Féin, who were widely expected to be elected in that election.
Yes, and certainly the moving of votes out of Tallaght Fetter Cairn is seen by People Before Profit as something that helps Gino Kenny in Dublin Midwest and that disadvantages Paul Murphy in this constituency. I would expect to see the Sinn Féin vote drop in this constituency, but I would still expect to see Paul Murphy, because of his name recognition, make it across the line in the end, as well as Sean Crowe. I think Sean Crowe will not have a huge number of transfers to give over in his surplus. Some of them will go to Sinn Féin, and the second Sinn Féin candidate will drop out early enough, and that'll help Paul Murphy.
Yeah, I think Paul Murphy is probably down amongst the Royal Rumble for the fifth seat, whereas Sean Crowe, as we say, is amongst those seats in this constituency which could be boxed off neatly. The others going to Fine Gael's former minister, Colm Brophy. He should do well. Fine Gael, 16.8% of the vote the last time. Generally, their poll...
Are you factoring in the boundary change on that as advantaging him?
Yeah, he gains a few votes from the boundary change. Fine Gael going up from just having one quota to 1.07 of a quota here as a result, which again will help his vote. But generally Fine Gael's vote in Dublin South West trends 6 or 7 points below their national rating. So if there's a Harris hop up to 30%, then they're probably going to be in and around the low 20s in this constituency. So whilst Brophy will get elected, I think little chance is being afforded to his running mate Sarah Barnes, who's the daughter of Monica Barnes, who's a former TD for Dún Laoghaire.
All right. Cúin, you think the boundary change will be more of an advantage to Fianna Fáil, do you?
I actually think it'll be more of an advantage to John Lahart because he's based closer to that area. But it'll benefit Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil equally. And I think both of those parties are fairly secure here in terms of winning seats. Fine Gael, I think, is just completely out of... the bounds of possibility that they would get a second seat here. I think the more interesting battle in this constituency, in my view, is that between Francis Noel Duffy and Ciarán of the Greens, looking to be re-elected, and Ciarán Hearn of the Labour Party, looking to be elected for the first time as a TD in this constituency. The Greens performed way below expectations in the local elections here. They have no councillors in South County Dublin. And if that's the basis of which Francis Noel Duffy is building his re-election campaign, it doesn't look good at this point.
I'd have it as more of a, not a duel, but a ménage à trois, if there was such a thing in constituency, going between Francis Noel Duffy at Ciarán Hearn of the Labour Party, but also the independent Alan Edge as well, who cannot be discounted. On Francis Noel Duffy of the Green Party, he is perhaps one of the Green Party's lost causes going into this election.
He hasn't enjoyed a particularly high profile in the lifetime of this Dáil.
He hasn't, no. And he only had a 0.4 of a quota the last time. So he was already coming from a low standing start. I'm told from my people in the constituency that there were issues around cycleways and so on and so forth, which will lose him votes in the middle class areas or amongst some elderly voters who will take it out on the Green Party. So Francis Noel Duffy, I think this Green seat is one of them, perhaps that it looks like it's gone already. As for that that clump then, I think you have a clump then with the independent Alan Edge, who would have been associated previously with Catherine Zappone, who of course had a seat here in 2016, narrowly losing out in 2020. He's from the Firhouse, Bohorna Breena area. You have him, Ciarán Hearn, and possibly Ross O'Malan at a stretch from the Social right. Democrats.
Ross O'Malan's first foray into electoral politics was in Trinity College Students Union, where he ran as vice president, but he narrowly lost the person who won that election.
Yeah,
it faded away into obscurity, a fellow by the name of Colm O'Mongan.
Oh, my word, Colm.
Are you going to make an announcement, Colm?
No, I'm not. I think we'll leave the field clear on this occasion.
Are you sure? You don't have to declare an interest. Well, if he can overcome that defeat, then he might get involved in the scrap, would he, Colm?
I can claim the credit for any ultimate victory. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Seats 1, 2, 3, Crowe, Brophy, Lahart. So then you have the battle between Edge and Ahern. Ahern is one of Labour's, again, great white hopes. He is the son-in-law of our former colleague Sean O'Rourke, remember, as well, a councillor for Rathfarnham Temple Oag. Now, Labour point to their local election showing in that area as a strong sign that Ciarán Ahern will take this seat in what was once a party stronghold. They took two seats there with Pamela Kearns topping the poll. But it's worth pointing out how 20% of Pamela Kearns' surplus went to Ahern, so perhaps it was more of a personal vote for her rather than for Ciarán Ahern. He's in the hunt, but he's not perhaps the certainty that many in the Labour Party might feel to be a 50-50 toss-up between himself and Alan Edge. And Edge maybe having the upper hand with a greater footprint across the constituency.
Right, fairly tightly contested in terms of looking at this as indicative of national trends, Cúin. What are the things to watch out for then?
Well, as Barry said previously, we might have been looking at two seats for Sinn Féin here in the past, but we certainly have to discount that at this point. There's a bit of an uplift for Labour here. Yes, Pamela Kern's vote in the local elections was to a certain extent a personal vote, but I think that will transfer neatly to Ciarán Hearn in a general election. Alan Edge's 2,500 votes in the local elections is a significant vote in a local election, but I don't think it's enough to build a quota off in a national election. He'd need to have, I think, between 4,500 and 5,000 votes on the first count to be competitive in this constituency. So I think he'll be behind, and I think he will help Ciarán Hearn get elected. But I think a big question for me then is what happens with somebody like Patrick Holohan, who won two seats in the council elections here and is looking like he's going to be...
Explain that one to the listeners.
Well, you're allowed to run as many seats. That goes way back even to the 19th century. You could run as many constituencies as you liked. He won two seats in this constituency in Tala Central and then in Tala South, where he was elected on the first count. He kept the seat in Tala South and then he co-opted somebody else to his seat.
A former member of Sinn Féin, an MMA fighter as well, who got into hot water over remarks made on a podcast, Barry.
Yes, about former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar included. But he stands a terrific chance of rattling the cage here. Paddy Pearce Holohan, the hooligan, as he was called in his fighting career. Looking at what tally people in the constituency have supplied me, if you look at his vote across those two electoral areas that Cúin has mentioned, he would be on around 5 or 6% of the vote in this constituency. And that's really all you need to get involved in a contest like this in a wide open five-seater. So he's coming from a great standing start. And the one thing, I suppose, for Holohan is that he might get into the frame or near the frame, but he might be beached after that with no transfers coming towards him. Also, I believe he was cited in Leinster House, perhaps meeting Independent Ireland at the time of recording, so perhaps he could declare for them, but he would be a contender to definitely shake things up and would be an irritant towards Sinn Féin and their former working class base, and also potentially for Paul Murphy as well.
All right, and there may be other candidates further down the running order, smaller candidates from whom he might attract transfers if he were to stay ahead on first preferences.
That's it, the likes from the National Party.
Jan McCarthy, yeah.
Yes, and so on. So he could definitely be in the shake-up, but I think the perceived wisdom here is that his votes could be kingmaker here, and they may ultimately benefit Alan Edge. There was a sort of a funky transfer in this constituency in 2016 when Ronan McMahon, an independent of a conservative background, was eliminated. A lot of his votes went to Catherine Zappone of a far more liberal background, just because of the independent looking to vote independent. So Holohan's, if he's in this race, which we think he will be, will have a huge say in how things are decided.
But there is an indication from the Tala South result, because the transfers from Holohan's surplus are clean transfers. They didn't go anywhere else first, and many of them went to Sinn Féin. Actually, far more went to Sinn Féin, 90 as opposed to 61 for the National Party. And if that trend was repeated in a general election, that would definitely help Sinn Féin. But again, at that point, Sean Crowe would probably be elected, so it's only an academic question.
And also, we failed to mention Fianna Fáil's second candidate here, who's Teresa Costello, and the party is very much building a thing around her, akin to Charlie O'Connor, Tala Charlie, who served in this constituency for many a long years, might mention Tala 24 times in 2 minutes or whatever it is, to get a Tala TD, and they're pushing her in similar vein. But it is an uphill task for either of Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael to be in the shake-up for a second seat here.
All right, and an A2 candidate there, Saoirse Chonaron as well, who also ran in the local election. So guys, it's time to look at those five seats and make your calls with all the caveats that exist at this time before the nominations are finalised or indeed the opening shots have been fired. Cúin, do you want to call it?
I think we'll have a Fine Gael, a Fianna Fáil and a Sinn Féin seat here, and we'll also have a Labour and a People Before Profit seat, but I'm not sure in which order they'll be elected.
OK, Barry?
I think one Sinn Féin, Sean Crowe, Fine Gael, Colin Brophy, Fianna Fáil, John Lahart. The fourth seat will be between Alan Edge and Ciarán Hearn, I think, and I just think that Edge might just edge it, pardon the pun. And then the final seat would go, I think, towards Paul Murphy, with Kieran O'Hearn and Paddy Holohan just missing out. But Holohan's transfers could ultimately decide whom is elected out of the group of three of Edge, Murphy and O'Hearn. So this one will be really one to watch when we're on the second day of counting in the general election for all us anoraks out there.
OK, that's where we'll leave it for this one, Barry. Of course, you're going to be back with us for updates after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Dave Gibson was on sound and our producer was Kieran Dunn. And remember to tune into RT Radio 1 on the actual weekend of the results, and across RT Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of those 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.